princes and with their precious vessels of silver and gold, and he should continue more years than the king of the north. In this opening passage on the king of the south and the king of the north, and the story of the king of the south and the king of the north is only found in Daniel 11, but in these three verses, you see the king of the south identified, and then you see in verse 8 that the king of the south is carrying his booty from this battle with the king of the north back into his land, and his land is Egypt. And it's in these three verses that you establish that the king of the south is the power that is in control of Egypt. This is the rule in Daniel 11 for identifying the king of the south. The rule for identifying the king of the north is directly connected to this, but in the way that you work it through in chapter 11 is once you've identified the king of the south as Egypt and you align these verses with the history that's being set forth in these verses, you then have the history that identifies what wars and what interactions that are being addressed in these verses. You can look at history to see what powers were interacting, and you'll find that the king of the south being Egypt, when he was interacting in these verses with the king of the north, that the king of the north was the power that controlled Babylon. And this is the rule. Identifying the king of the south as Egypt is much clearer in verses 6 through 8 because it specifically tells you Egypt. Arriving at the king of the north as the power that controlled Babylon, you have to just align the history. Once you have your key for the story, which is Egypt is the king of the south, you take the history and you determine that when the king of the north is being discussed, that historically it was the power that controlled Babylon. And then in verse 16, once you realize that during the history of verse 16, Syria was the power that was in control of Babylon, and in verse 16, Rome, pagan Rome, conquered Syria. It's at that point in history where pagan Rome assumes the title of the king of the north, and he continues to hold on to that title throughout the rest of the narrative until you see the transition that takes place in verse 30, 31, and onward when pagan Rome gives way to papal Rome. And the rule of thumb is that when any power conquers either the king of the south or the king of the north, they then, being in control of either Egypt or Babylon, they assume